Welcome to Clue, the Coronavirus Legal Update, a podcast by the Miller Law Firm, bringing you the latest legal information related to the coronavirus and how it can impact you, your small business, or your large business in South Carolina. I'm your host, Attorney Melissa Miller, and today, attorneys for the Miller Law Firm discuss Governor Henry McMaster's latest executive order. Without further ado, let's sit down with attorneys for the Miller Law Firm to discuss our next clue. David, there are two new orders coming out of the Office of the Governor. Those are Executive Orders 2020-30 and 31. Tell me about Executive Order 2020-30 first and what it does to modify the previous orders of the governor. What should businesses know?
Right. So if you remember, a while back, the governor issued Executive Order 2020-14, which was then amended by 2020-19, which required individuals who enter the state from places with a large spread of COVID-19. It required them to isolate or self-quarantine for 14 days from the time they enter or the duration of their presence in South Carolina. And it also prohibited vacation rental places, hotels, Airbnbs, places like that, from allowing people from those areas with high concentration of COVID-19 to book reservations in South Carolina. What 2020-30 does is rescinds those provisions. So now people from, I know Florida was a place with a big concentration of COVID-19. Now people from Florida don't have to self-quarantine, and vacation rental places, hotels, motels, and Airbnbs and the like can accept reservations from individuals from that area and areas like it.
Anything else small businesses and large businesses in South Carolina need to know, as well as individuals who rent out, let's say, a condo or a home in South Carolina? Anything else they need to know regarding Executive Order 30?
Really, the only other important thing to note is that it solidifies the enforcement of the provision that says groups no larger than three people can congregate. So that's still in place, and it allows law enforcement officers or any political subdivision to disperse groups of more than three people.
Okay, let's move on to Executive Order 2020-31. What changes does it make to previous orders that business owners and individuals need to know about?
So 31, what that does is it modifies the home or work order, which was previously issued by the governor. It changes it from a mandatory shelter in place, home or work order, if you will, to almost an elective one. It changes the language, say, I hereby urge any and all residents to practice social distancing and limit their social interactions. But it doesn't make it mandatory anymore. Additionally, it allows restaurants to begin doing outdoor dining, so long as the guidelines of the CDC and DHEC and all of their recommendations are met. It allows them to do outdoor dining services, to have people at their restaurant and not just do takeout or to go or curbside pickup or any of the things that they've previously been able to do. They're still allowed to do all that stuff, and they still can't do inside the restaurant dining, but allows outdoor dining.
Any other changes that small businesses need to know about?
Just that it solidifies that it does, this order doesn't repeal anything regarding what's deemed non-essential business and how they're allowed to operate, all those things from the previous orders, with the exception of retail stores, which were previously allowed to reopen in 2020-28. The other businesses that are deemed non-essential still have to be closed.
So barbershops, tattoo parlors, what about gyms?
Gyms are not allowed to open. It's still, you know, the only thing 2020-28 did was allow retail stores to open. And this executive order, with the exception of restaurants being allowed to do outside dining, does not change any of the other, quote, non-essential businesses, allowing them to open.
Any other thoughts on these orders, David? I know that they come after, on the heels of Executive Order 29, which extended the stay-in-place order. That order was issued, I believe, last Monday. And then right after that, this past Friday, we get Executive Order 30, which basically lifts the quarantine and allows travel from other places that may have be high impact regions. And then number 31. Do you think this is the result of the opening up of Georgia?
You know, I think it's just symbolic of the, or emblematic of the general kind of phasing in of reopening the states, reopening the economy. I think it's definitely less of a move than Georgia, which kind of just reopened without much phasing in. It was kind of very all at once. I think the way I look at it is it's more of a gradual phasing in. We're going to open this up a little bit, see what happens, open this, see what happens, until eventually we can get to a place where we are fully back to reopen.
Scientifically, did anything change between the issuing of Executive Order 29 and 30 and 31? It looks like the South Carolina curve is still going up. Mm-hmm. But I sense economic pressure to make the changes.
Right. I think with the, I guess, the narrative coming out and on a national level and other states starting to reopen, I think, especially in a state like ours, very tourist-based, very, reliant on things of that nature, it seems as though this is an attempt to ease the hardships that have happened in the economy, South Carolina, and, you know, kind of almost test the waters to see where we're at with these restrictions, if we can allow more things to open up.
We will certainly keep an eye on the situation, and if past is any indication of what's to come in the future, we should expect more orders from the governor's office. Thanks so much, David. This has been a Clue podcast, updating you on the latest news for businesses and individuals related to the coronavirus. I'm your host, Melissa Miller. Until our next Clue.
You have been listening to Clue, the Coronavirus Legal Update, a podcast of the Miller Law Firm, PA. This has been your host, Attorney Melissa Miller. For more information on the Miller Law Firm or to contact one of our attorneys, you may visit us at our website, www.themillerlawfirmpa.com, or call us at 864-527-0413. Thank you for listening. Until our next clue.